This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and by my side is my lovely and gracious wife, Miss Queen Robin of Elizabeth.
He started that this week. I don't know what's going on. Good morning, everybody.
How are you, Chris?
I can't complain. I'm hanging in there.
Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Today's the final day of the spring turkey season, and unfortunately, it is, at least on the shore, pouring down rain here. So, you know, it did the first day, and a lot of guys were successful the first day. I don't know how well it worked. That'll transition to the last day, but we'll see. There's going to be a lot of folks out there to try and finish up their turkey season. So,
as long as they don't drown.
Well, on this side of the bridge.
On this side of the bridge,
it's,
yes.
Well, the ground's wet, but it's not raining.
Oh. Well, maybe that's a good thing for the guys over there, so... just want to check in with everybody if anybody's been fishing or hunting or crabbing. If you have a story to tell, we'd love to hear it. Let me clear my throat. Here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are welcoming a new sponsor today throughout the early summer and into August, and that would be Backyard Billy's. Now, you know we talk about here in the wintertime and in the spring when it's a little cool out there, we talk about having our feet up in front of the fire while we're broadcasting the show. Well, Backyard Billy's actually provided the gas insert, the hearthstone, and the stone that we need
He also hooked us up with the guy who inserted it and did
and installed and did, it. And did yeah, the, exactly. So I mean,
and did the stonework also.
Yeah, so. Beautiful, beautiful job, and we really enjoy our fireplace, and it did come from the fireplace and hearth service there at Backyard Billy's. So.
He is such a trip and so nice, you know, easy to work with. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Billy's great. So, anyway, Chris, I want to introduce Backyard Billy's, if that's okay with you, and invite our listeners to, can you hear me now?
It's Chris, not me.
Oh, Chris, can you hear me now?
You're a little bit on the low side.
Can you hear me now?
Now that's better.
I can hear him now.
There, both of you are just perfect.
Good.
Now I am.
Good. Glad to hear that.
We're getting ready to have a thunderstorm, by the way, just so you know.
Gotcha. Well, Backyard Billy's, if memory serves me correctly, has been with us a couple times over the years.
Once, way back. You're right. And, you know, Bill's a great guy, like I said, and... since many of us are staying home, you know, take a look at that backyard and say, I wonder what I can do in the backyard to make it more entertaining and inviting for my family since we're going to be here. And maybe you've learned that, you know, you enjoy that. So upgrade. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. You know, they have a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture. And that includes tables and chairs, and those Adirondack chairs.
I love Adirondack
chairs. Yeah, we like those Adirondack chairs. They've been upgraded, and you know that, and they come in all different colors. And if you're driving down Route 50, you can see those that whole selection right there at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Now, they've also got swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds that just invite you into Backyard Billy's own backyard. They have a free setup and delivery within 60 miles and a free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills, and that would be by Traeger, pellet grills, Big Green Egg, very popular, and Kamado Joe. And on Saturday, starting in June, grill demo days from 10 to 2, and that has taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And they've got one in there that is made with themes on the side. It's made from a propane tank.
And it's, that's right.
Yeah.
And you showed me that.
And it, I mean, a big, like a 100-gallon propane tank. It's beautiful. But it, you will never have to buy another fire ring. And, of course, they've got the other ones for, you know, with all the decorations and things like that on it. So that's pretty cool, too. So Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's, as we said, to supply our gas fireplace insert. And they did the installation as well. Here's how to get a hold of them. Go to the website. It's a nice one, backyardbillies.com. Phone number to call, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Your backyard is going to look great. And you can put your fireplace, you can put your feet up in front of your fireplace in your great room or man cave, and you will just have a wonderful time. How'd I do, Chris?
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left the building. All right. Well, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So we heard from a lot of listeners last week. They really enjoyed they really enjoyed the show with Rudy, Rudy Lukakovic, and he's going to send me some shad information. So he might call today. We never know. White shad, hickory shad, and so forth. And what do you say there, Robin?
Nothing.
Nothing? No?
Nope, I'm speechless.
You're speechless, I see. Well, that's interesting. I said interesting.
I heard you.
Well, it is interesting to me. So, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and I know what, look, I know what I'd like to do on a rainy day. I hear that rain hitting the roof. I just roll back over and go to bed. But not today. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So if you go to your local outdoor store, things are going to change. Things have changed. If they're open, then they probably are. You're going to see things like no more than 10 customers. No more than 10 customers or no more than 10 people in the building at one time. You've got to wear your mask. Practice social distancing, you know, staying 6 feet away from each other, that type of thing. So, you know, I've been to one place over here in the shore, Chesapeake Outdoors. They've been doing great. They've been doing great. The striped bass fishing is good. Rock fishing is good. And, you know, they were closed about a month. They were closed through, I don't know, most of May, I guess. Mm-hmm. April, May. So, I mean, they're wide open now, but there's a big sign on the door that says, you know, wear your mask, social distance, call before you come in if you want to. And, you know, some people abide by the guidelines and other people don't. So, but it was nice to have a conversation with John and the guys there yesterday from behind the mask. So.
Hey, babe.
Yes, dear.
We have a caller on the line.
I see that. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan, Robin, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good morning.
Yeah, man.
Staying dry?
The rain is making it hard to get out to do some turkey hunting.
Yeah, that's for sure. Last day today, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yep, get the rain gear on and keep your calls dry, and you know.
Yeah, and have you on the subject of coyotes? Have you ever known anybody that hunts them and actually eats them?
eats them?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anyone that eats a coyote or fox for that matter. They are edible, there's no question.
Yeah, sure.
But I do not know anyone who would you know, target them and actually eat that animal, you know.
I was just kind of wondering.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, haven't really been out, you know, to hunt them specifically, but when I'm out turkey hunting, I haven't seen anything either. So.
Well, you've got some coyotes in the area. Coyotes have been seen in every county now in Maryland, and some counties are very abundant, like down in Charles and St. Mary's County, and of course out west, anything from Frederick County west, there's coyotes in the Silver Run area of and more in Carroll County. Montgomery County has plenty. Dorchester's got some. There are some, you know, in on the entire shore, and you know, you see I see people send me trail camera pictures of them all the time, you know. Even up in northern Frederick County, where our buddy Chuck hunts, he gets them on his trail camera from time to time. So, yeah, there's plenty out there. There's no question. In Montgomery County, I've told this before. We've actually heard them, you know, howling in a pack, out near Damascus where we hunt, and we've heard them also in a pack in Dorchester, down on Elliott Island Road where I hunt sika deer, and I'm sure the guys that hunt down there that are out in their tree stands early hear them howling and yipping and carrying on. Maybe they don't know what they are, but, you know, they are certainly prevalent down there, no question. And even on the farm I hunt down there, the owner shot one with his bow this past season. Two came in, and he shot one, and one of them stopped, and he shot it at 17 yards with his bow, made a great shot on it. So, yeah, they're everywhere, Glenn. They really are.
Yeah.
But they're very secretive. You know, they're very secretive. They, you know, you catch them on your trail camera, you'll see a glimpse of one going by. What is it over there? Church Hill, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Church Hill, down, up near your area. I saw one. I saw one go across the road one time. A real dark one, real dark, almost black coyote. Went across 213. Yeah, yeah.
According to the picture in the hunting guidebook, they're kind of real light colored.
Some of them are. The one that we have mounted here, that was hit by a truck up in Carroll County in front of me, and I picked it up and took it to the taxidermist. Is a very light color, you know, beautiful animal. So they do vary from. From dark to light, no question about it. So, yes, indeed.
Yeah, I heard, I think it was earlier this week, that is, I forget what county, I think it was Western Shore, but coyotes was, I guess, started to fight with somebody's dog, I think it was.
And oh, that's possible.
Got them out and shot one of them, and I guess. And they must have had the DNR come out and check it out, and anyway, it was found to be rabies.
Yeah.
Rabies.
Yeah, that is true. They are they're very susceptible to rabies, so no question. You just want to be careful.
So.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, you sound good this morning. You sound good this morning.
And,
what's that?
So you all take care, and I hope you. And, you nor anybody you know has had this virus.
Say that again, buddy.
I hope nobody we know has had the virus.
No, no, not that we know of.
Nor anybody you know has had it. I hope not.
Right, right. You are absolutely right. So, yep, nope. But we had a couple scares, but we're all safe. So, all right, man. Take care.
All right, you too.
Take it easy.
All right. See you, buddy. There goes Glenn. Well, good way to start out.
Nice, yes, it is.
Nice to hear from Glenn. He sounds real good this morning, real upbeat, so that's good.
And we have John on the phone.
John on the phone. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's funny, you guys. I just want to let you know how much I enjoy listening to your show. I am not a hunter. I'm a golfer, and I'm in a Saturday morning group every Saturday all year long. And on my way to play golf to meet these guys, we go off at, like, first hole in the dark. So I'm on my way now, pulling into the golf course. And I listen to you guys every week. And I just can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to you. And one more thing beyond that is I've got a bunch of friends that are hunters, and when I show up and they're talking hunting and I've got something intelligent to add to the conversation,
not from this show.
Wondering how I know that. So,
I love it.
Not from this show.
So, yeah, it's a joy, and I just wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate that. That makes my morning.
We appreciate the kind words. We, you know, with the addition of Robin to the show, you know, people were always saying, yeah, I listen to you, I hear you, and this and that and the other thing, but I'm not sure what the element that Robin brings to the show.
It's not hunting.
It's not hunting, sometimes fishing. But, you know, it's a pleasure to sit here and have a conversation with everybody out there and Robin as well. So, hey, look, tell your golfing buddies to tune in while they're on their way to the golf course every morning.
Amen.
Thank you. Don't want to give away a secret of how he knows what's going on.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I get it now. I get it. All right, buddy. Well, look, have a good round.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
You
same
also.
To you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'm having a hard time with this being Memorial Day.
Why?
It's too early or something. It just feels off.
Well, yeah, it does, because you're not seeing a whole bunch of those, you know, sales flyers and all that stuff. Some of your retail stores around here are just shut down.
Oh, I've gotten lots of sales flyers.
Oh, you have? Oh, no. I guess we're in trouble, huh?
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being COVID conservative with my spending.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, we're down to at least two packages a day from Amazon now. So that's good. I can see that trend. What?
I told you Amazon is no longer the number one thing on my Google, whatever it is. They go on there and tell me what I've been on the most.
Uh-huh.
It's not number one anymore.
Right. Runs a close second, though, right?
No comment.
Okay. Any callers there, Chris?
Save Alan, please.
No, sir. I would think that.
I don't need saving.
If for every Amazon box that comes for Robin, that maybe a box of ammo or something like that should come for you.
Chris, you don't need your help.
You would think, Chris.
Yeah, that to me that seems fair.
Well, I'm saving up.
Not.
Oh, okay. For that new rifle, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The last three Amazon boxes that came were for him.
Yes, they were. That's exactly right. Something so that would help me cook, something that would help me clean, and something that would help me do the wash.
So it's actually for Robin through you. So
no.
Okay. Okay.
It's for him.
Oh, got it.
No, she takes care of me pretty good. She got me a Ninja foodie grill for my birthday, and we cooked ribs on it the other night. And I will tell you what, 20 minutes, perfect ribs.
They were country ribs. They weren't
country ribs. Yes,
baby backs or anything.
Country ribs. Robin makes this great rub. I don't know what she puts in it. All kinds of good stuff. A lot of brown sugar and you know, plenty of seasonings. And you rub the ribs, and you just put them in that grill and. Bam, you're done. I'm telling you, Chris, 20 minutes and you've got country ribs barbecued like you've done it for an hour outside.
Ooh, sounds good.
I thought they were a little tougher than I would have, but I think that was because we weren't sure about the temperature yet. But
right.
But moisture-wise, they were really, really good. They were still real juicy.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with low and slow.
Well, that's true, but this grill doesn't do that. I mean, we could cut the temperature back, but the way it works is you've got this forced air heat around everything, and then the grill on the bottom.
Oh, okay. So it's like a convection type situation.
Yeah, but it's countertop, and it's
got it. Okay.
Especially on days like today, it's going to be great for our Memorial Day cook-in.
Yep, exactly. Including, where'd the vibration go?
The vibration.
I don't know. I was getting reverb up till just that second ago. I've got some backstrap marinating in teriyaki marinade right now. So
I'll be right over.
We're going to see how that works.
I think you need to come because that's plenty going to be left for me.
It's sick of deer, babe.
I know, but
I know.
It's been looking at it sitting in that refrigerator all last couple of days.
She's very visually oriented when it comes to food.
You eat with your eyes first.
Nah, okay. That's what you keep saying. That's what you keep hearing on all the cooking shows. You eat with your eyes.
Yeah, eyes first, nose second, because if it doesn't get past your nose, it's not going down.
I know. I've had.
That was called rabbit stew the other day.
Rabbit stew. Oh, that was good. I made a good sweet gravy with V8 and brown sugar and Worcestershire and a little vinegar. Oh, that was really good.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. She's not a game person. Can you tell, Chris?
I'm like the least likely person to be on a show like this in the entire world.
Well, that's what you bring is a different viewpoint that the people who aren't into hunting, I don't know why they'd be listening if they weren't into hunting, but you just
bring... The golfer just listened. He listens to
Tell Us Friends. You bring a certain kind of view to it.
You're not kidding, Chris.
That's why I love you guys.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9, and if there's any kind of fishing you want to do, they've got the bait and they've got the tackle to take care of it. If you want to go crabbing, they've got all types of crabbing gear. They've got the nets. They've got the trot lines. They've got the traps. They've got the open top stackable traps. They've got cooking pots. They've got their own branded seasoning to cook your crabs. If you want to go fishing for perch or catfish or panfish of any kind or even rockfish, they've got everything you need for that too. If you want to troll, they've got the trolling baits. If you want to use the chum, or if you want to use the live lining for, you know, with spot, they've got the non-offset circle hooks that you can use for that type of fishing as well. So gunsmithing, rod and reel repair, and other services to serve the outdoorsman in Baltimore. 2307, what?
When you get done?
Yeah.
Speaking of fishing.
Why do you interrupt my commercial?
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Alan, so go ahead and tell them how to get in touch with the people at Clyde's.
2307 the Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is the address. It's just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after this.
The level low pressure, which has been bringing all the heavy rains across the Ohio Valley into our west, marching on through here today. East winds and the chance for some thunder showers through early afternoon. 81 this afternoon, 59 our low tonight. And then we'll get into a cooler kind of a flow on the backside of the low Sunday, Monday for Memorial Day. A high of 67 on Sunday and mid-70s for Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey. And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive.
We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus.
First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds.
If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face.
Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else.
Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public.
And keep using our sponsors for their products and services.
And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, I think we have a caller on the line. Robin, would you like to introduce our caller and continue what you were saying? Up to you.
Hey, I just was going to say that when they can, somebody can tell you what they need at Clyde's, it's Rudy, and he's on the phone.
Good morning.
Rudy.
To be at both. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about
morning.
You?
Okay, all this talk about food, I have not had breakfast yet. You guys are killing me. Anyway, Robin, did you get the copy of the certificate with your father's signature?
Oh, I loved it. It brought tears to my eyes, actually.
That was really cool. The story behind that, real quickly, the gentleman who carved the oyster knife is a retired DNR police officer. He began working back in the 60s on the Potomac River. He eventually worked his way up to become the deputy superintendent. And his family history is really cool. He came from Whaleysville down between Salisbury and Ocean City.
Oh, yeah.
I think he said
that he has 14 generations down there.
Wow.
He was one of 11 siblings. Three of his brothers went to the Naval Academy and became naval aviators.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool story. Anyway, one of the reasons I called was last week a gentleman called in, asked about American shad and hickory shad studies, and I said we have done studies on that. I have some reports that if he wants to call in and give Chris his contact information, I'll leave Chris my email, and I will send these reports to him. They're not terribly technical. We do technical reports for the federal government. And then we also do reports that are much less technical for the average fisherman. So if he's interested and wants to call or, you know, contact Chris, I'll be glad to send him the information.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great, Rudy. Appreciate that. Yes, indeed.
And I'll be sending you, we talked earlier this week about the other studies we did with American, white perch and yellow perch.
Yes.
I've got a bunch of papers on that also that I will send to you. You said you wanted to maybe include them in your magazine publication next spring, because it's pertinent in the spring, obviously.
That's right. Yes, next spring. Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of neat, because we did both yellow perch, white perch, American shad, hickory shad, and those studies are pretty straightforward compared to striped bass, because those fish are generally caught in the spring. They're generally mature adult fish. The fishing technique is fairly consistent. I mean, most shad are caught with shad darts.
Right.
And other than a normal seasonal change in temperature, the environmental conditions under which they're caught don't vary that much. So one study with replicates over time to take into account a normal seasonal change in temperature has been sufficient to evaluate mortality for these fish. And it's good news. It's very, very, very lovely.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's great. That's great. We'll look forward to seeing all that.
Okay. Sure. Good deal.
All right. Well, if that caller would give us a ring back and talk to Chris, you guys can trade information back and forth. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right.
And Rudy, thanks again to sending that to Alan. That really did make my day.
It made mine, too. When I looked at the certificate, I thought, holy smokes. This is really kind of coincidental. No.
Well, it was a crab knife, and I think there was also a gavel made from the Y Oak.
The oyster knife is the handle is Y Oak, and I belong to the Freemasons. I've been a master of our local lodge for like 7 years.
Right.
And the same gentleman made a gavel out of the Y Oak.
Right.
I'm not much into things and possessions, but That really is special to me. And the reason I'm trying to dispose of this oyster knife is that I have no one to leave this stuff to. And to me, it's history. We got, you know, certifications,
sure,
where it came from. So I'm going to try to find a home for it with the certificate.
Gotcha. Well, that's very nice. And the reason that we're not saying it, and Robin didn't say why the certificate brought tears to her eyes. This was all done during the Ehrlich administration.
Yep.
And Robin's father was Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources at the time.
Yep.
And it's funny, I never realized he signed his name, and I realize it now when I hear it, differently when he was Secretary of DNR than when he was a dentist.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, because when he was a dentist, it was always C. Ronald Franks. And when I know from when he was DNR, the whole time was Ron Franks.
Interesting.
When he signed stuff.
Interesting.
So I always thought that was cool. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you had a chance to talk to him the other day.
Yeah, and Queen Anne's County has a historical museum, too, that I know Dad was part of for a while.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of the St. Michael's, the Maritime Museum,
right
there, and donate that along with the certificate.
Got it.
Yep, they do. And like I said, I know they did one up at the 4-H Park for Queen Anne's County.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's a good idea.
A while back, because Dad was out there. He was forging knives for the entire 4-H fair when they were opening this museum or whatever. It was pretty funny. He blew his shoulder out. So, anyway. That really made my day. Thank you, Rudy.
My pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
See you soon.
Thanks for the update. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. The winter dredge survey came out this week for the crabs. And we'll share a little bit of that here in a minute. I'm trying to find the DNR website. There it is. And the news is fair, that the every category, juvenile crabs under 2.4 inches, crabs over 2.4 inches, males over 5 inches, female breeders, every category is down. So, let me see if I can find some numbers here. I just should have had that ready, but I don't. And next hour we've got a fellow by the name of Brian Anderson, and he's going to talk, especially this time of year, he's going to talk about ticks and tick diseases. He has a company called the Tick Terminator. And he does radio interviews all across the country to spread the word about his product, which is pretty effective. So we're going to talk to Brian next hour and see what Brian has to say about ticks. Robin, we have some experience with ticks here.
Yeah, you don't like ticks.
I don't. What were you going to say originally?
Nothing. I changed my mind. Discretion is the better part of valor.
Well, I don't like arachnids in general. You know, those eight-legged little creepy things. But ticks particularly bother me because I understand what the devastation they can wreak on a person's body. And we have family members who are afflicted with Lyme disease in a very negative way. So I'm trying to be overly cautious. I just picked one off not too many days ago, and it had been there a while. So my immediate plan is to call my doctor and say, I've just been bitten by a tick. Course of action is particularly, in my case, is doxycycline. Could you call in a prescription? And they usually don't even have to see me. They know what I'm talking. They know I know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I get a prescription. I take the two pills in one day and I go on. But one of our friends just showed us, what, three tick bites on her side, like on her rib cage from the other day. And they're particularly prolific right now. I guess the winter didn't kill off.
The winter didn't do anything with no snow.
Yeah, I know it. So
I'm still in depression.
You're still? You're still in depression. Okay.
I love my snow.
I know you do. You keep saying about it every week. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
I'm supposed to text her and remind her to wake up to hear the tick go, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. I hope you do. So the Chesapeake Bay blue crab population shows healthy spawning stock. That's how the press release led off. Annual winter dredge survey finds normal fluctuation. Normal fluctuation. So, here's what it says. The 2020 results showed the Chesapeake Bay blue crab population maintains a healthy number of spawning age female crabs. Maryland, Virginia, Potomac River Fisheries Commission strive to conserve more than 70 million adult female crabs annually to ensure enough young crabs can be produced to sustain the population, which has now been achieved for the sixth consecutive year. This year's survey estimates 141 million adult female crabs were conserved, which is above the long-term average of 126 million. Additionally, the results show there were 79 million adult male crabs, just above the long-term average of 77 million, and similar to the estimate from 2019. The total abundance of the blue crab in the Chesapeake Bay was 405 million, a near-average abundance for the 30 years of survey results. The number of juvenile crabs declined in 2020 to 185 million. From last year's total of 323 million. Juvenile abundance is largely driven by environmental factors such as currents, temperature, and wind. Therefore, year-to-year variability is expected. Although juvenile abundance this year is below the long-term average of 254 million, it remains an improvement from 2018 recruitment and well above the low of 105 million. Reported in 1992. So there you go. That's the numbers. We'll have the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine out with the full report and some other information there and a couple of charts and references to websites here next month. So if you got any crabbing pictures, we'd like you to email them to me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Same with any hunting pictures. And if it's a youth person, please include parental permission to publish in Maryland Loves Crabs or Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine. So, Robin, anything to add?
No. I'm sorry, I was waking people up.
How was your, huh?
I was waking people up. How was my what?
How are your soft crabs?
My soft crabs were really good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I loved them last night.
We got the last two soft crabs at the market.
Oh, did? Well, those were the last two?
Last two. Yeah, locally. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And they were cleaned. I mean, they were beautiful butter. You know, they were, what do they call them? Butter soft. Not, no paper shell at all. I mean, they were just, you know, they were just beautiful crabs. And I took great care of them and great care to cook them correctly. So
they turned out really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them. You mentioned, though, that you don't like mustard.
Mm-mm. I can't do mustard.
Can't do mustard.
No. And that was the only problem. I cut into that thing, and it exploded on me, and I was like, ah, man. I just said, I just took my time and cleaned it again and
sure.
Ate it.
All you can do.
But my grandfather, when I was growing up, that was his treat. I mean, got out the crackers when he was eating the crabs and... I've never been else. It kills me now.
All right, listeners, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
Bet Rudy's not hungry anymore.
Next 15 minutes, mustard or no mustard? What do you prefer? 410-922-6680. Keep busy. Keep Chris busy hopping up and down getting your call. That would be good.
I tell you, some people are really passionate about it. You know, it's funny. It's yes or no. You either love it or hate it.
That's right. Hey, while we're waiting for a caller, I'd like to tell folks about Backyard Billy's. You know, we've been confined to home here for a long time, and I'm sure we've all looked at our backyard and said, yeah, we could do something to improve that. Well, it's time to dress that backyard for fun times with your family this summer. Backyard Billy's, that's our go-to place for making backyards fun. That giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's own backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive show. Did you hear what I said about free setup and delivery within 60 miles?
Yeah, I was thinking I should have asked you to look for that storage unit we were looking for the backyard. I forgot to do it.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah. And free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, and it is huge, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays, starting in June, are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, and grill package deals. Bill asked me if I wanted to come cook.
Sure.
That may not be a good idea.
I'll go with you.
No, that'd be good, yeah. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and we have to agree with that. How many did we go to? Four?
Yeah.
Before we stopped at Billy's. And then
we bought Billy's when we went there.
When we went there, yeah, because the way we were treated, the expertise, the quality of the units, the tips and techniques and the features on his fireplace inserts and things like that. Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
We had an issue that probably wouldn't have been an issue if the installation person hadn't seen it, was a dent on our front plate.
Yeah.
Remember? They went out of their way to get that straight. And then when it came back and it wasn't exactly right again, they did it again.
Yeah.
You know, no cost to us, just making sure that we were happy.
Making sure we were happy. Exactly right. I'm very pleased. So, anyway, Robin and I did select Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. And they did the installation as well and put up the stonework as well. So, BackyardBillies.com, BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, that's 827-4500, 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Your backyard is going to look great. Mr. Chris, any callers on the line?
Yes, we have John in Delaware.
John in Delaware. Let's talk to John in Delaware. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing all right.
Doing great. How are you?
How are things in Delaware? Wet?
Yeah, they're wet. Actually, I'm not in Delaware yet. I'm heading home, just getting off of work. But the first part of the question is definitely mustard.
You do like it, huh?
Yeah, can't do the squigglies, but the mustard definitely.
No, the squigglies. Forget the squigglies. So.
Yeah. And, I picked up a piece of hunting property in Cambridge, and I'm kind of psyched up. It's the first time I ever get to go after a cicadeer. So.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait for that to happen.
I don't hunt, but I've heard my husband talking. He loves hunting cicadeer.
I'll tell you, once you're in that marsh, there's just nothing like it. I mean, even if you're not seeing anything, October, November, those stags are bugling or screaming or whatever you want to call that noise they make, that's great. And you know that there's something out there. You know, it's not like you're just sitting there blind. You know there's something around. And I mean, the wildlife is spectacular. The waterfowl, the Delmarva fox squirrels, the bald eagles, anything and everything. You know,
it's definitely a picture down that way. I go fishing down there a lot.
Just, there you go.
You definitely see pretty sights down that way.
But, question. Yep, no
but
question.
But, yeah, definitely mustard.
Okay.
I'll put you down for mustard.
One for and one against, and that would be Robin.
All right, I'll talk to you. Hey, don't forget why we're celebrating the holiday today.
Exactly right.
Exactly. Thank you so much
exactly
for that.
Exactly right. Yes, many men have died in wars that have protected our constitutional rights, our freedoms, and our liberty here in Maryland,
exactly.
Here in the United States, so, and Delaware.
Exactly. They're trying to tug on them right now, so, yeah.
They're tugging on them a little bit, aren't they? So. All right, man.
Y'all have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, John.
Sounds
Take care,
wonderful.
Buddy.
Have a good one, John.
Bye bye. 410-922-6680. Mustard or no mustard?
You know, it's funny. We were talking about Dad earlier.
Yeah.
Backyard Billy's, for me, has a lot of memories in his old building before it was Backyard Billy's.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was right across the street from my dad's office.
Right.
And it was, if I remember correctly, that was the building that Ebb Tide Restaurant was in years ago.
Could be.
If I remember right. And we spent a lot of time over there.
Yeah.
So that has, because that has memories for me even before.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice. It just, that whole setup is just great. I'm glad they've joined us. It makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were an essential business because they sold pellets and, you know, things like, and I guess they have a propane facility there as well. So they were considered essential. They stayed open for the most part during this whole thing, you know, limited way, but they were available. So that's nice. And they said, you know, business was pretty good. So I'm glad to hear that. 410-922-6680. Crab Eaters, mustard or no mustard?
And we have John on the line.
Another John. Let's talk to John. Good morning,
hey, good
John.
Morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad I can call into the Robin Ellis show, I'll tell you, man.
Oh, I'm done for the day. He'll never let me live it.
Alan, I want to tell you, I've been listening to you for years. And I'm not an outdoorsman guy. I talked to you for the first time last year and told you that I just got a black powder musket and I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And you made the suggestion that I go to a range and all that. Well, I fell across a friend of mine whose father does black powder, so he taught me.
Okay, good.
But the weirdest part of this, at my age of 70, and I got a couple of ailments and all that, but whatever, I wobble when I shoot this thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like out of Pennsylvania, my cousin's got a range, right? And he's got it built up with steel and all this.
Right.
My lead up when it hits. And I just got to hit the board about 2 months ago, so I'm proud as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm glad you're proud. Well, look, get yourself a decent rest. Okay?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Get yourself a tripod rest of some kind, a bipod rest of some kind.
I never thought of that.
Trying to think of what it's called. It's made by Coughlin's, the same people that make the lead sled. You can buy a tripod from them that you can lock your. Do you hunt out of a stand or a ground blind?
No, I'm not hunting at all, man. I'm shooting it at a target.
Oh, you're just shooting at a target. Well, I'll tell you, you get one of these lightweight rests, and you get in behind that thing, and you will just be amazed at the difference.
I'm gonna make a statement I haven't said in a long time. I'm a Green Beret, 3.5 tours in NOM. I'm a Green Beret medic flight first, second, and medic second baby. And I can shoot, back in the day, I could pop a fly's eye out, man, at a distance like you wouldn't believe with a Car 15, which is the carbine version of the engine.
Yes, I remember, yeah.
And this thing is a challenge. It's a challenge, and I love it. I baby it. I take care of it. And you might remember I said that I had, you may not, there's a trilogy of weapons. That musket, an M1, and an M14.
That's right.
I got the M1. I can fire that thing. But you know, I want to share two other things with you, and I'm going to let you go. You're talking about coyotes and can you eat foxes and all that. You said yes. Well, I had dog in Laos, and I'm telling you right now, it's tasteless and stringy. I don't know how people even eat it. and now, wait a minute. And monkey was the same way, but you had to do this so they wouldn't lose face or respect.
I understand.
You know, our strike force. So bottom line, I've been through a couple, you know, I'm a very picky eater. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a very picky eater. But the other thing I wanted to share with you, too, is this COVID-19 stuff. I'm a retired nurse, charge nurse. And what people are doing in the United States, and I really want people to think about this, especially the combat vets. There's not one combat vet in the world, and I don't care what they say to anybody else that went into combat saying, I'm not going to get hurt. I'm fine. I'm going home to see Susie Cream Cheese and everything else. I got two Purple Hearts, and that's how I thought. And that's how this COVID-19 is. Nothing's going to hurt me. I'm going to make it out fine. And a lot of those people are dead right now. So if they don't follow what they're supposed to do, and somebody made a statement earlier on the radio about, yeah, we're wearing masks and all this, but the mucous membranes of your eye is one of the most susceptible places for you to get this stuff. So we have to be very careful. And I think you are one of the smartest people in the world, because when you recreate, there's only ducks and animals around you, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We really, really have. have to be careful with this. Now, one more thing, and I'm going to get off. Robin, I love you so much because you brought this man back to life. I told you that last year, and we need him on the radio. I don't care what his political affiliation is. He's a caring, understanding man, and I got a feeling he's got a little pump in his butt. When I say that, he can probably rock and roll if he has to, and I like that. So bottom line, Robin, you hold on to him. If that bear's still in the hallway, shoot it the next time you see it. That's all.
Now it's over my head.
I know. It's hanging up over her head now. Kind of out of reach.
Yeah, so. I'm not going anywhere. If we survive COVID, look, everybody talks about this COVID-19. If you're married and you've been home with each other 24/7 and you survive this, you will survive anything.
You will, too. It's the absolute truth. Because psychologically, it can get to a point where it can really wreck your brain. I don't care how in love you are.
Exactly.
Really? Oh, we know.
We know.
You know, you have to have a little space. I'd like to be a fly on the wall down there. I swear I would.
Oh, no. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be there.
Now, Alan, you're an outdoors guy. Why do you have a gas fireplace? Why not wood?
Because when you get older and you want to just push a button and turn on your fire.
Because I'm within scratching range of you, buddy. You know. I just turned 66. I've been there and done that in a previous marriage. You know, you get a wood fireplace and everything's great. All you got to do is get the wood. Well, then you got to buy a chainsaw. Then you got to buy a maul. Then you got to buy wedges. Then you got to buy a pickup truck. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, got the scars on my arm.
I like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm finished. I just want to, you know, you got something to say. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, well,
wonderful. This is
all I want to say. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
You know, being the vet I am, I guess the Vietnam vet, I really appreciate that. But I add something to it when I meet another vet, and that's it. Thank you for your service and welcome home, man.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Yes, welcome home, especially to our Vietnam veterans who got spit on and cursed at as they came home.
My uncle was a Vietnam vet.
When I came home,
I flew into Fort Lewis, Washington. I dropped Special Forces status because a lot of us couldn't see coming back to the States and being spit and polished and all this after being in the bush.
Yeah.
So bottom line, my father, at 3:00 in the morning when I called from him in Baltimore from the West Coast, he says, don't wear a uniform. I go, what are you talking about? He says, just don't wear it if you don't have to. Bought some civilian clothes in the 24-hour PX at Fort Lewis, got on the plane, took my uniform off. Then I found out in Baltimore that that's exactly what they were doing, spitting on GIs and all that.
Yes.
And it's a wonder, I'm telling you, that some of these people did not get killed. I'm serious.
Well, not only were you trained to kill, you were also given a great deal of discretion in the armed services. So, again, thank you so much. We're in the same generation. I missed it. I registered 1972, a couple years younger than you, and my draft number was way too high. So
good for you. Good.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Have a good day, John.
Alan, take care, man.
Thanks, John.
You too.
See you, buddy.
Luigi will be back after the messages.
Luigi, okay. Get out.
Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Wash your hands and keep your hands out of your eyes.